chapter number 24. And then our opening text this evening. Genesis chapter number 24, verses 13 and 14 this evening. Appreciate everyone that's come to the house of the Lord tonight. So thankful that Jesus is here. Amen. Genesis 24, verse 13. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel on whom I shall say, or to whom I shall say, let down my pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Amen. Praise God. You can be seated. Again, here tonight, praise our God. Amen. Here we find a portion of Scripture. Abraham has sent his servant, and his servant is now waiting by a well of water, and he's praying. He's asking God to help him find the right one for Isaac, the right wife for Isaac. And I'm not really going to be preaching about that per se, but I want to take something from what he prayed for and how he prayed. And I want to begin to expound on hospitality in the house. Hospitality in the house. That's the title of my message tonight. And I thought it very unique that the request that the servant made of God was a request that this damsel, this young lady, would show forth hospitality. Hospitality is kind of going above and beyond, if you will. Not everybody would want to give water to the camels, too. You got to stop and think about that just for a moment. I don't remember off the top of my head, and I didn't really study it out, and I wasn't going to really talk about the camels. But the reality of how many gallons of water a camel can drink at one time. And you can rest assured that he had come bearing gifts, so he had more than one camel. And so he had multiple, probably 50 gallon worth of water that need to be drawn just for his camels. And so his petition to God was more or less, if you will, God, I'm going to need to find a woman with great hospitality. I'm going to have to find someone who has something going on in their lives above and beyond what everybody else has going on in their lives. Hallelujah. Because he knew God. The name of this servant was Eliezer, and his very name means God is his help. And so the reality, he knew God, he trusted God, he was wanting to be led by God, and he was wanting God to have his way in Isaac's life. He had made a commitment to Abraham that he was going to go and find the wife for Isaac, and he was trusting God to be his help to do it. But I thought it very unique that the request that he made was that of hospitality. Hospitality. In Romans chapter 12, verse number 9, we have a list here of Paul writing to the Romans and giving them directive of life, giving them the direction they need to go, giving them of what needs to be flowing from their lives and what needs to be happening in their lives as a child of God. And verse number 9, it says, let love be without dissimulation. That means don't just pick and choose who you're going to love. That means you love everybody. Hallelujah. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave. In other words, hang on to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. In other words, preferring someone else before yourself. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, weep with them that do weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. This is basically a rundown of Christian conduct. A rundown of a believer's life. A rundown of how we are to operate and how we are to act in this life, in this world, and in the situations of this life. But I want to pull out of there, given to hospitality. Hallelujah. Given to hospitality. Hospitable is a word that means friendly, kind towards guests, prompted by or associated with friendliness towards guests. In other words, the main emphasis of hospitable or hospitality is guests that come into your home or guests that come into your life. Amen. I don't want to limit this to the ones that just come to our home. Although I'm preaching on hospitality in the house here tonight, the reality, this is a house. This is a house. Hallelujah. And we're going to need to be given the hospitality in this house, and anywhere we may go. Hallelujah. Because it is the character trait of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go read the Gospels and go read of the story of the life of Christ. And then when you start realizing, you'll see hospitality. Hospitality. Everywhere he went, he was hospitable. Praise God. He reached out and was a friend to everybody. Hallelujah. And it's kind of, that's kind of the definition. It means cordial, courteous. It means neighborly. Neighborly. Now in Luke chapter 10, verse 29, there was a gentleman that Jesus was talking to, and he said, and this is what he said, or this is what the scripture says. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? In Luke verse 36, then Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan. And then he asked a question in verse 36. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? This is taken from the reality of the greatest commandment that's been spoken in our services here just recently. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind and all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then this man realized that was the right answer. That was a good answer. But he was wanting to justify himself of his deeds. And he asked then the question, well then, who is my neighbor? In other words, you got to realize a lot of times we pick and choose who we'll be hospitable to. We pick and choose of who we will like and who we will dislike. We pick and choose who we'll be kind to and who we won't be kind to. And so he's trying to justify himself because he hadn't loved all of his neighbors as himself. And so then he come up with a question that maybe I can get out of this. Well, then, who is my neighbor? What's the definition of a neighbor? And so Jesus tells him the story of the Good Samaritan and the man that fell among the thieves and how all the religious realm just walked by and didn't help anybody. And then the Samaritan, who everyone hates and rejected, picked him up, put him on his own animal, took him to the inn, took care of him at the inn, left money for him to stay in the inn. And then when it all gets to the inn, Jesus asks the question, it's not a matter of who's your neighbor, it's a matter of are you being neighbor? Have you treated everyone the way you're supposed to treat them? That's the question. Amen. Oh my, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. Treat your neighbor as you would be treated, not how they have treated you. Wow. You see, the reality here of hospitality in the house is the reality of hospitality in my soul. The reality of it's not a matter of whether they've been good to me or not. It's a matter of my being good. It's a matter of my doing right. Am I giving? Am I reaching? Am I being the friend? Amen. The character trait in ACE curriculum of friendly is extending my life to a friendship by receiving a person with the attitude, what is God doing in his or her life and how can I help? Whoa. See, that's being friendly. Is realizing that everybody you meet, God's doing something in their life. Woo! Hallelujah. And what can I do to help God continue the work? What can I do to help God even reveal himself even more? Hallelujah. That is what it means to be friendly. That's what it means to be a neighbor. That's what it means to be hospitable. Woo, glory to our God. Hallelujah. And that's what we need in this hour we're living in because God will give us that dunamis when we will be hospitable, making ourselves available to befriend those that are around us. You see, everything about being hospitable doesn't have anything to do with how convenient it is on me or how much it benefits me. Being hospitable always has to do with the other one, the other person. And once again, that man willing to justify himself because he hadn't been hospitable to all people. And he was looking for a way out, an excuse of how he had treated someone unfairly. Ooh. Because that's not being neighborly. Hello. Praise God. And so Jesus is bringing it all home. It's not a matter of anything what people do to you. It's a matter, are you doing what is right to them? Wow. Oh, yeah. You know, that's where the pastor's quit preaching and he's went into meddling. You know, that's where the pastor's getting off on a rabbit trail and he's just talking about things that he don't need to be talking about. Well, that's all right. Jesus did it too, so I'm not worried about it. Praise God. That's what he did to that man trying to justify himself. He just told him that story, turned it right around and said, is this how you act? Is this how you live? Is this how you treat people? I mean, Jesus already knew the answer to that because of his role and how he was and how he was acting that day. He knew that they weren't acting that way. Because Jesus Christ himself knew this would not transpire in the lives of men till after Calvary. This would not transpire in the lives of men till after that born-again experience and being filled with the Holy Ghost of God. But this is why he preached the kingdom of God, to bring men and women under conviction. To bring men and women under the reality that I'm not living this way. So that's a good thing to see. I mean, that's a wonderful thing to see. I'm not living this way, but it's the next thought that makes the difference. Are you going to start living that way by the dunamis of God? Hallelujah. By the power of our God. Are you going to get hospitality in your house? Hallelujah. Are you going to get that attitude in your heart, in your mind, in your soul? Is Christ going to live in there? Is the Spirit of God going to live in there? Hallelujah. Because that's what's going to bring hospitality into the house, into the heart, into the soul, into this body, if you will, is when Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost are ruling and reigning in here. Praise God. Inside of us. In John 16:13, it says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you." Wow. See, that's the goodness of God. You know, whether we realize it or not, Jesus Christ working with this gentleman and bringing him to the reality that he didn't have hospitality in the house was the goodness of God. That's the goodness of God. That God won't leave us like he found us. God won't leave us like we always have been. God's going to work newness in our lives. Hallelujah. By that glorious dunamis of God, that power of God. Hallelujah. Now, we have to be willing vessels. I mean, we have to be available vessels. And we have to keep hospitality alive. It's an attitude, if you will. It's just like that friendly definition. I'm looking at a person and I'm wondering what God's doing in their lives and how can I help to fulfill that? How can I help them want more of Jesus? Because whether you believe it or not, God's working in everybody's life. Even when they treat you bad, doesn't mean God's not working in their life. Have you ever treated anybody bad? Is God working in your life? See, God's working in all lives. But what I've got to lay a hold of, what believers have got to lay a hold of, is the attitude of the reality that hospitality's got to be in the house. Friendliness has to be what drives me in the lives of other people, always giving them the benefit of the doubt. Woo! Esteeming others greater than ourselves. Then you always get that, well, you don't know what they did. Let me find chapter and verse for that where it makes a difference what anybody's done to me that I have a right to do wrong. Show me in the Bible where it tells me that's okay. It's not there, is it? No. Because Jesus Christ is calling us to a high calling. He's calling us beyond normal. He's calling us beyond usual. He's calling us to dunamis. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm sorry, Brother Jason. I ain't trying to preach your message. I'm just enjoying it. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. I mean, that's why everything is potentially kinetic. Because he's calling men and women to a higher calling, to a higher walk, to a closer walk, to become more mindful of those that are around us that they need saved or they need strengthened or they need encouraged. Are you getting the picture here? Hospitality in the house, attitude of always wanting to make sure that I am doing something that's going to help somebody get a hold of Jesus Christ in a greater measure, in a greater way. I have not been saved that I can live unto myself. I've been saved that I can live to be a light to shine, to be a help, to have hospitality in the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, because it's always pretty simple to be hospitable to someone that's hospitable to you. People treat you right, you don't have a problem treating them right. I would think you don't anyway. Praise God. No, but where we run into the battle and the warfare is when somebody doesn't treat us right. And that's the test. Hallelujah. Then what am I going to do? Am I going to be hospitable? Am I going to be friendly? Am I going to be kind? Am I going to remember that I wonder how God's working in their lives and I wonder how I can help them? Whoa. Praise our God. The scripture for that definition of friendly is Proverbs 18 and 24. It says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Friendly, hospitable, being a neighbor. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You remember when James and John, kind of known as the sons of thunder, got mad at those that rejected Jesus Christ in their town, and they come up with this bright idea and said, Lord, you want us to call lightning down from heaven to destroy them? And Jesus said, you know not what spirit you're of. Do you remember how Peter rebuked the Lord and told him that, no, Lord, you're not going to die. I don't want that, basically what he was saying. And how the Lord said, get thee behind me, Satan, to Peter. You know, that's the same guy that said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, thou art Peter. In other words, you've answered well. That's right. Now he's calling him Satan because he's answering wrong. And so we see here then it's, you know, it's in spirit, in body and in spirit. In other words, attitude. Attitude. Attitude is everything. Hallelujah. And so we've got to allow the Spirit of God, and we've got to determine, and we've got to purpose in our hearts to have hospitality as the dominating factor in our minds, in our lives. See, Daniel purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself. And so he had to start taking measures to see if he could get that done. You know, and it's just a matter of purpose. And Brother Lucas testified, you know, we all made the decision and the choice to be here tonight. We purposed in our heart to be here, and that's why we're here. And so the reality, I've got a purpose in my heart and in my mind that I'm going to be hospitable. I have to. See, if it's not in my mind, it's not on my mind, and I'm not making a conscious effort to be that way, I won't. I won't. That, because that is not one of the easiest things to maintain, even in our Christian lives. Ephesians 4 and 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. I don't know if you caught that or not, but he's rebuking those that steal and telling them to labor and to work, because that's a good thing. And because you can work, now you got something you can give to the needy. Woo! Praise our God. Yeah. It's always helping somebody else. That's what the kingdom's always about. It's always about helping someone else. The reality of it is I am always blessed, I am always provided for, I am always strengthened when I am giving out to everybody else. Hallelujah. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. We're back to being friendly here. What is God doing in that individual's life? So in other words, what I'm saying, what I'm speaking, the attitude I've got, is it going to help somebody grow in the grace of Almighty God? Now, verse 30 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice," in other words, determination. "And be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, the dunamis, can be grieved, made sorrowful. How does that happen? By the believer not being hospitable, not being friendly, not being kind. Because everything about the Holy Ghost, the fruit of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, goodness, faith, gentleness, meekness, temperance. That's his joy. That's what he loves. That's what he disperses. That's what he brings. But when I choose not to operate in the Spirit of God, and I become angry and get full of wrath and get bitterness, and I begin to devour people with my words, I am grieving the Spirit of God. Because that's not how God operates. That's not how the Spirit of God operates. That's not how we're supposed to operate either. See, this is the warfare. This is the battle. This is where it rages. The terminology, once again, where the rubber meets the road. In that given situation, will hospitality rule the situation, or will I personally rule the situation? So grieve not the Spirit of God. So I've got to have hospitality, not only to those around me, I've got to have a hospitality towards God. I've got to have a tenderness towards God, a willingness towards God. I've got to esteem God greater than myself. Brother Robert made mention, you know, if we could only learn to trust God like we trust our GPS. You know, sometimes I don't trust my GPS. Woo! But that's a good statement, the reality of trusting God to get me where I need to be. Even when it doesn't look like that's going to be the best, but trusting him to go that way and do it that way. Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, you look at the circumstance and you think, well, my, if I just be kind and I just, you know, don't do anything here of revenge or retribution, then they'll just turn around and do it to me again. Well, how many times are you supposed to forgive someone that does it again? Jesus said 70 times 7. And that was just a statement of the reality. When you make it that far, you'll love to do it. Because you'll get tired of not doing it for all the times you grieve the Spirit of God. Woo! And so we see then it's the reality. It's not a matter of how long do I have to put up with it. No. Hospitality. The change of heart, the change of mind, the change of attitude, the submission and surrender to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, making ourselves available to God, that we grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby we're sealed unto the day of redemption. In other words, the only way we're going to make it, child of God, is if we learn to listen to the Spirit of God. If we learn to deny ourselves and let the Spirit of God have His way, that's how we're going to make it. That's how we're going to be victorious. That's how our light's going to shine. That's how we're going to win the lost. That's how we're going to encourage someone. That's how we're going to help someone. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Now, this is not for the weak-kneed. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. No. This is meat for the child of God who wants the fullness of God flowing in their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says, "Rejoice evermore." Hospitality, if you will. "Pray without ceasing." Hospitality, if you will. Always concerned about somebody else making it. Hallelujah. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, hospitality towards God. Thankful heart. We had a lot of that going on here tonight. The thankful hearts because of what God has done. And then it moves on. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. In other words, don't get tired of it. Don't get that, oh, that again. When God is speaking to the church. You may think that's strange, but I've encountered people that have had that attitude towards message in tongues and interpretation of tongues. They go, oh, that again. Oh, that's not good. What is that? Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. There we go. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. You ever notice what your face looks like when you get mad? Abstain from all appearance of evil. Glory to our God. You see, we've kind of got two sides here. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks to God. But then it's moving now. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Make sure you prove all things. In other words, pay attention to what God is saying. And hang on to what God has spoken to you, that you might be able to abstain from all appearance of evil. From your life. Not necessarily evil around you, but the appearance of evil in your life. Whoa. And I'm going to close with this here tonight. I'm having a terrible time with that word. Hospitality in the house. And this is a story of Vance Havner. And a word that was coined combining the words squelch and quench. And he used to say, don't squinch the spirit. Havner, though it was so descriptive, or thought it was so descriptive that he often used it in his preaching. We squinch the spirit in more ways than we suspect. We do so when we stifle the desire to speak or act for the Lord. When we criticize or discourage others by an unspiritual attitude, we throw cold water on their inner fire. We have the Holy Spirit as an honored guest in every Christian gathering. And he can be grieved very easily. A frivolous attitude, a rebellious frame of mind, or a fed-up complacency will do it. I thought that was encouraging, Sister Cisneros, sharing that with Sister Lindsay. I don't want to be the one that misses the move. What is that? Hospitality in the house. Ready to move with God. Ready to hear from God. Ready to change for God. Hallelujah. With the whole desire of heart that I can help somebody else know God. Know the God of heaven. Know the God of power. Know the God of salvation. Know the God of mercy. Know the God of grace. Know the God of kindness. Know the God compassion. Hallelujah. Know the God of hospitality. And here is, as piano players coming tonight, just a little statement. It says, unless we have within us that which is above us, we soon shall yield to the pressures around us. Think about that just for a little bit. Unless we have that dunamis in us, we'll soon yield to the pressures. There's pressures out there all the time, every day. Pressures. Pressures to do wrong. Pressures to choose wrong. Pressures. Unless we have the dunamis within, then we'll soon yield to the pressures that are around us. Hospitality in the house, filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the desire to see the lost saved, to see people helped in their walk with God. You see, church, we have to be very mindful of how we treat people, because we may be the only Bible they ever see. And I realize there's been so many times I didn't have that mentality. I didn't have that attitude. I didn't have that mind frame. I was just more concerned about my convenience, how I felt, and what they had done to me, instead of what they feel. Why did they do that? And how can I help them with what God's really trying to do in their lives? A lot of times, those circumstances and those situations are opportunities for you and I to bring glory to God, to bring honor to God, to bring praise to God. And we do that by handling the situation in a godly fashion, in a spiritual fashion, in a loving fashion. That's the battle, church. That's the warfare. That's what it takes to be a witness. Just preached about Stephen. What did he have? He had hospitality in the house. He wasn't concerned about himself and what they were saying about him or what they were doing to him. But he was looking at them, wondering, how can I help them know Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. How can I help them know more about God? And he had such a desire to help them that he was willing to give his life that they might have opportunity to be saved. He knew where he was going. It's like Brother Lucas was testifying. I'm going to bed. I'm ready. If I wake up here in the morning or wake up there, I'm ready to go. Stephen knew where he was going. He was getting a vision of heaven of where he was going. What was that doing? That was dunamis, increasing that hospitality in the house so he could fulfill what needed to be done in that situation. Praise our God. Hospitality in the house. Let's stand if we could. God of heaven, we praise your holy name, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your kindness towards us. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion towards us. Thank you for the mercy that you show us. Lord, I thank you for the dunamis, the power of our God. Lord, that you so freely pour out upon us. God of heaven, as we open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our souls unto you. God, I praise your name. I pray, Lord God, take this word, hide it in my heart. God, help me to respond, Lord, to your word here this night, God. Hallelujah, Lord, that I can be more effective for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Oh, that I can be that triumphant church, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, strengthen us this night. Stir us this night. Encourage us this night. Help us this night, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, that there might be hospitality in our house. Lord, that there might be kindness, Lord. That there might be a sensitivity to the Spirit of God. Take us deeper, God. Take us higher. Oh God of heaven, just work your wonderful works that you have begun in us. Bring them to fruition, Lord. Bring them to strength. Bring them to power, oh God, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. Could you just slip up a hand? Hallelujah. Oh, just give thanksgiving to the Lord. Just make yourself available to him. And let the Spirit of God, that Holy Ghost of God. Lord, we God of heaven, just let peace. Let peace begin to sweep our souls, oh God. Lord, as we say yes, yes, yes.
Touch hallelujah, me, hallelujah, Holy hallelujah. Spirit.
Oh, Spirit of God, fill my soul. Spirit of God, let that love. Lord God, that sound mind.
My hands
power.
Reach out to Father's touch through me. There's a hurting soul somewhere. Need just someone to care. Touch through me, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Let's find us a place to close in a time of prayer here tonight. Let's pray for our country. Let's pray for the lost of this community and the surrounding communities. God, that we'll be able to reach those that you want us to reach.